Welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 284. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things off this week with a track from Kansas City's Dated. That song is called The Rich Will Eat You, and that's on the band's album Unisex, which they put out late last year themselves. I believe it's just been re-released on a cassette label, though, so you should be able to find that in your favorite lo-fi medium. I got lots of music for you this week. I'm going to pack 8 tracks in instead of the normal 7, so I better hurry things along. This is another Kansas City band. This is Berwanger with the track Obis.
Well, it's 10:15 and I got no friends. Gonna sit alone on another weekend. Locked in my room, watch a TV set. Think of that girl and I'm such a mess. So why do I waste my time wishing she was mine? Why do I waste all my time? I could never love you like he does, like he
set designed to restore your faith in pop music. We ended things there with Lacero with the song Ten-Headed Goat Wizard. That is on the album Hour of the Dawn, which came out May 13th on Hardly Art Records. Lacero is the project of Kickball Katie, ex-Vivian Girls, based out of Los Angeles, California, and a very solid album there that is a lot more rock than her last album, kind of bridging the gap, I guess, between her her first solo album and the Vivian Girls stuff. Before that, we heard from John Velge and the Prodigal Sons. The song is Love's No Place, and that's on the album Organ Donor Blues, which won't be out until June 24th on Lakeshore Records, a Kansas City artist that I have not seen live, and that really makes me sad every time I see a show that he's playing that I have not going to be able to make it to. So I'll have to rectify that soon. That's just a wonderful, wonderful album, and you're going to want to pick that one up. And then we started that set off with Berwanger. That is Josh Berwanger of The Anniversary and The Only Children with the song Obis. That is the A-side of the new Too Much Rock single series, Volume 3. Comes out on June 3rd. As I said, on Too Much Rock. That's where I press 500 records. I give them to a band and let them do with them what they will. I think he'll be selling them at Mills Record Company here. Release show on Thursday, June 5th. So you want to make it out there. And, of course, find it in any of your favorite local record stores. And if not, just contact the band directly. They will have copies there. That is the Obis single with a cover of the Jags' Back of My Hand on the B-side. So, and the artwork on that is by Jay Shaw, who, if you're not familiar with him, just Google online. You'll find so many wonderful posters he's designed and other things as well. You can Google offline as well, but that's between you and your God, I think. I guess I should let you know how the podcast works. It's pretty simple. I don't go out looking for music or searching through my catalog. I just go out and get new music, and whatever I get, I play on the podcast. So if it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together, but hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. Going to jump into another set here. This is a new single from the Jazz June. You're returning to your 90s emo roots, and you'll definitely want to pick this one up. It's a split Dikembe. Anyway, this is the Jazz June, the song Over Underground.
Go on, man. Well, just shake it off and never leave, never leave me alone. 1991, early morning July, these blue skies have seen its better days. A lad with endless stomach aches. Where do I belong? I must be wanted elsewhere, anywhere else but here. These four walls are awful. These four walls are. Dive deep into the ocean. Listen to the waves calling out my name. Well, not today. I don't care to swim. I don't care. I will feel ashamed. I'm gonna die happy, the way I wanted to be, the way I wanted to be. My anxiety, my anxiety will always, it will always destroy me. Kid. I had feelings that I will never forget. Do you feel comfort in your own skin?
I'm
Man, you're going to want to rewind, listen to that one again. That way you can chime in on those youth crew vocals. That is the new 7 Seconds, the song I Have Faith in You. That's on the new album Leave a Light On, which comes out May 27th on Rise Records. That song's a bit of an anomaly. Most of the album doesn't sound quite that simple and so much like the crew. It sounds more like Soul Force or maybe ourselves, but it's a very solid record with some very good songs, and so nice to see those guys doing it 30-plus years after they started off there. In the middle there was Tiny Moving Parts with the song Swimming Lessons. That is out on the Old Gray and Tiny Moving Parts split 7-inch, and came out, I think, May 20th on Kind of Like Records or Broken World Media, a band out of Benson, Minnesota there. And again, hearkening back to the 90s there with some... I don't know, a little bit of emo, a little bit of screamo, a little bit of everything there, and it's pretty good. And starting things off with the Jazz June there with the song Over Underground, that is off the band's split with Dikembe, which came out May 27th on Tiny Engines and Top Shelf Records. So split releases on split labels, I guess. That's just the way things work. Well, I'm about out of time, so let me go ahead and get some business out of the way and let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 284. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at TooMuchRock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media outlets, including Twitter, at SidMuchRock. Looking at the Too Much Rock website, not a whole lot has happened over the last couple weeks. I've been busy, and I just haven't caught a lot of new music. I guess there was the Perfect Pussy, Potty Mouth, Bad Ideas, and RLT show at the Czar Bar on the 18th of May. You'll find photos and video of that show online. It was very good, as well as my Pagan Face Fest coverage from the 16th. From the 15th, you'll find coverage of Pains of Being Pure at Heart, Fear of Men, and Able Body. And I think, I guess that's probably been it. Maybe the 13th. Maybe you didn't know about the Matt Pond coverage that went up there with Lighthouse and the Wailer from the show of the 13th at the Record Bar. Looking at the concert calendar, things coming up. The 27th, Abigail Williams at the Riot Room. Get your U.S. black metal on. On the 31st, Luce Parker playing with Swerve on the Union Patio at like 6 o'clock, free, maybe even all ages, but certainly a nice evening show. Later that night, the Red Kate Bad Ideas 7-inch release at Harlings with like three other bands just going crazy. Swearing at the Riot Room on the 1st. On the 5th, as I mentioned, that Josh Bewinger show at Mills Record Co. The 6th, the Casey Block Party downtown in the Crossroads. The 10th, Typhoon at the Riot Room. The 13th to the 15th is Boulevardia Fest. There's a number of good bands playing there. The 17th, Color Me Wednesday at Art Closet. So looking forward to that one. The 18th, Guided by Voices at the Granada. The 19th, Nashville Pussy at Knuckleheads. The 22nd, Peter Murphy at the Riot Room. That's going to be crazy to see so many goths packed into such a tiny little room. On the 24th, Deaf Heaven coming back to Granada. I guess that'll do it for June. We'll fill more stuff in later. Don't want to overwhelm you. I got one track left for you, and the good news, it's not black metal, so you don't have to turn off the radio now. We're going to end with a track from The Capsules, a band now based out of Dallas, Texas, but kind of still call Kansas City home in their heart, I think. The song I'm going to play is called Super Symmetry, and it is on the band's new album, The Long Goodbye, which came out last week, May 20th, on the Sault Ste. Marie label. Excellent dream pop, very blissed out and wonderful, and the electronic elements of this album are definitely more pronounced, as you'll see in this track that I'm going to play. So thank you very much for listening. We're going to end things off here with The Capsules. The song is called Super Symmetry.